Director Mel Gibson's new film, The Passion of the Christ, was made with $25 million of the star's own money and shot with English subtitles. It shows the trial and crucifixion of Jesus in graphic detail. It provoked a firestorm of criticism, even in production, for allegedly favoring those Gospels that blame the crucifixion of Jesus entirely on the Jewish people. Shown to select church groups over the last several months, the film was finally unveiled for critics over the last week. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
Mel Gibson had an ingenious idea for promoting his movie The Passion of the Christ as the film that the Jews don't want you to see. Bad reviews? They're not going to matter either, since Gibson has called his critics the forces of Satan, or more charitably, the dupes of Satan. Now, after Gibson's preemptive blasts, an attack on his passion is going to be interpreted by some as an attack on their religious beliefs, instead of on filmmaking that is theologically, morally, and by the way, artistically suspect. The Passion of the Christ recounts the last 12 hours of the life of Jesus of Nazareth, with flashbacks to the Last Supper and shots of the little boy Jesus being hugged by his mother, Mary. This, incidentally, while she watches spikes being hammered into his hands. The lashes of the Jewish priesthood soldiers begin about 15 minutes into the film, by the time Jesus is dragged into the presence of the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. His face has already been smashed to a pulp. Pilate, whom historians identify as a surpassingly cruel ruler, responsible for crucifying tens of thousands to maintain his authority, is portrayed as a sorrowful, even-tempered man, whose wife shows acts of loving kindness towards Mary and Mary Magdalene. Pilate is shocked by the Jews' brutality and by the determination of the priest Caiaphas to see this so-called blasphemer executed. While Pilate wrinkles his forehead, searching his tender conscience, sundry Jews lean into the camera and hiss or keen through rotted teeth. I know, it sounds like a Monty Python movie. You're thinking there must be something to The Passion of the Christ besides watching a man tortured to death, right? Actually, no. This is a 2-hour and 6-minute snuff movie, The Jesus Chainsaw Massacre, masquerading as an act of faith. For Gibson, Jesus is defined not by his teachings in life, by his message of mercy, social justice, and self-abnegation, some of it rooted in the Jewish Torah, some of it defiantly personal, but by the manner of his execution. His execution, that is, as reported in the Gospel of Matthew, the anti-Semitic tone of which reflects the tension between Jews and Christians 50 years after the crucifixion, when the church's early proselytizers were trying to convert rather than incite the Roman authorities. Gibson uses every weapon in his arsenal to drive home the agony of those last 12 hours. Jesus, played by Jim Caviezel, is lashed to the point where his entire body is covered in bloody, crisscrossing canals. When he rises, amazing the Roman soldiers, they go for the scourges, which rip and puncture his flesh in slow motion, all while the Romans and the Jews cackle wildly. Forced to carry his own cross, he falls again and again in slow motion on his battered body with heavy, Dolby-eyed thuds. It's almost a relief when the spikes are driven into his hands and feet. At least we know the pain will eventually end. What does this exercise in sadomasochism have to do with Christianity? I don't know. I do know that Gibson is an angry man with a victimization complex. Look at his work. At the Mad Max and Lethal Weapon films, at Conspiracy Theory and The Patriot, in which he's beaten and mangled and his loved ones murdered. Look at his agonizing martyrdom in Braveheart, which ends with its hero yelling freedom as he's drawn and quartered. Gibson took the film Payback away from its writer-director to make the scenes in which his character is tortured more explicit. He added shots of his toes being smashed by a giant hammer. Payback. That's what all his movies are about. Gibson has said that he's fascinated that Jesus was whipped and scourged and mocked and spat on and had spikes driven through his hands and feet and left to die on the cross, and that he didn't think of payback. He thought of forgiveness. But by wallowing in Jesus' torture and death for 2 hours, the director of The Passion of the Christ is thinking of anything but. When Jesus is resurrected, his expression is hard, and he moves off screen with the camera lingering on a hole in his hand that goes all the way through. Mel Gibson's Jesus reminded me of the Terminator, heading out to spread the bloody word.
David Edelstein is film critic for Fresh Air and the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.